This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
Continuing to hold Canada responsible for their trade violations. Joining us with an update from our nation's capital is Chris Galen.
Well, to our disappointment, although not our great surprise, Canada is still not allowing U.S. exporters to serve its market in ways that were agreed to when NAFTA was replaced and the USMCA agreement was created back in 2020. And since then, Canada was supposed to alter its quota system to allow a modest amount of U.S. dairy ingredients north of the border. But what they've continued to do is to manipulate those quotas so a second dispute settlement panel to see how it discriminates against U.S. farmers. And then hopefully, if it finds the same as the first panel did, it will result in some tangible changes this time.
That's National Milk's Chris Galen, and I'm Bill Baker with a Dairy Radio Minute.